It was somewhat phoned in. And I usually, I kind of rave about Bear McCreary and his music. I liked it in the pilot, or not the pilot, but the season opener. I thought the music was awesome. In this, I thought the music actually dragged it down, where I was like, oh, this is just like some melodrama, blah. It lacked oomph, and the oomph that we did, it was just not enough.
Yeah,
the music was cheesy. All the speeches were like log carrying walkers, like we're gonna kill off soon.
Right. Yeah. Nobody. You couldn't care about anybody, right, Mike?
Exactly.
No.
You've been waiting to find out what happened to
Glenn,
certain character Glenn. They're like, yeah, we're gonna find out from 3 episodes from now or a month from now.
And that's what they're gonna do. And we may not find out. And if they do that, I think they're only hurting the show.
How many of you at this point are like thinking that, well, Glenn's alive. There's no way he's dead, because if he was dead, they would have shown that by now. So by prolonging it is telling everybody that Glenn's alive. How many? I mean, be honest. I'm like sitting there going like, all right, they've dragged us out for 2 episodes now. He's alive for sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's if he was, but I think he's alive now too, because they've dragged it out. But say he does die. What have you lost everything you can, because people are frustrated and they don't care. You can't drag.
Right.
It's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's too herky jerky when they do this with the plot, and they do this almost every season because they stretch it out. I get it, but it doesn't have to feel like a filler episode, and that's all it felt like. It just felt like we were getting filler plot lines by filler characters. Nothing went anywhere. We never got payoff for the Rick thing. So right off the bat, we just feel shortchanged. And then,
right.
And I watch you guys watch it either live, I assume, or through AMC or DVR it. And you're able to fast forward through the commercials. But for me, I watch the iTunes download, and there are no commercials. It's pretty seamless. And a lot of times I really like the episode, because I don't have to deal with any of that. It's just all one nice package.
Right. You don't get the Kentucky Fried Chicken commercials.
I don't. I don't even have to just wait even through that. It's all one seamless product. And today, or the other day when I watched it, I was so sorely disappointed, because the night that it came out, I was kind of, there wasn't really much in the way of football on, and I was really wanting to watch The Walking Dead. And I'd seen some other people chattering about it either on Facebook or on Twitter, and I was trying to not be spoiled. And I was like, boy, there's a lot of chatter about The Walking Dead. Well, in hindsight, everybody was talking because they were complaining about it.
Right.
All the chatter was just people upset. And it is. It's just this lame.
I get it. It's hard to do. It's hard to be consistent.
I feel like this episode had no plate.
No what?
What was I it feel from? Like this episode had no place.
No.
Like it had no place. It was totally meaningless. Like you could have taken this, if you buy the series, later on or whatever you do, you can take this episode out and not miss anything.
Sure.
Because, like you said,
except for the part where Rick, except for the part where Rick kisses what's her name, that's it.
But that wasn't even like that. Okay, finally,
got kissed her.
There was nothing shocking in this episode. There was nothing, and I was going to say before, I get it's hard. You're trying to, you probably got the network saying, okay, you guys got to make this last. This is a moneymaker. They're making, everyone's making money on it. And I know it's hard to come up with episode after episode that's entertaining and especially when you're telling a story. This part ripped the chapter out. It was bad from start. It's like the whole scene with Ron about, okay, Rick, he goes, well, can you teach me how to shoot? Takes all the bullet, puts one bullet in, and he just pointed his head. I thought he was going to turn around and shoot Rick because he's still upset. But
well, that story was all set up with no payoff, right? Yeah. The whole thing with
right.
Yeah, I mean, he was at least honest and told him, like, yeah, like, you know, Enid's out there and, you know, your son wants to go after her.
Right.
Like, there was no Machiavellian, like, oh, he's out to, I don't know. It just was like, it just, none of the storylines really had any payoff. And
well, no, it just feels like every episode is like directed by a different person. So they're not connected. Mm-hmm. We're like, yeah. You have you're leaving off Rick being surrounded by an RV. Like, somehow he got away. And even last season, you have Glenn being surrounded by like two walkers. You're like, somehow he got away. You don't need to worry about that.
Is it maybe this show was, it's, this episode was filmed before the RV scene, or it just, and they just didn't have.
I didn't read anything about that. The only little, I guess, trivia moments that I looked up was that this episode was supposed to be called Lock It. Make of that what you will. It is called Now, which I have no idea why. It's a pretty lame title. Well, I do know why. It refers to Jessica's speech when she's talking to the other Alexandrians. Jessica is Rick's honey. Sweetie. I don't know.
Well, more power to Rick on that, but it just
she's his cheese.
Yeah. Oh, one last thing, I guess. The blood at the end, right, that we see on the fence.
Right.
What do you think that is? Because that's the big, huge,
it's,
like.
It's Glenn.
It's Glenn. Well, I saw someone, I don't know if it was on our Facebook chatter or if it was some, I don't, somebody was speculating that was the blood of her son who just killed himself. Like, because he's on the wall above, and then, like, that would be blood running down.
Well, that would have been good be honest with you, instead of leaving that as a cliffhanger,
mm-hmm.
just show us that.
Yeah.
I never even thought about that because I think at that episode I'd stopped thinking. I just said, okay,
exactly.
It's almost over. I'm almost done. That's a great theory, though. But again, you missed an opportunity. Show it to us. It's like the fight scene between Ron and Carl. Mm-hmm. I know Scott gets mad when I post the famous Star Trek fight.
Sure.
But I'm not knocking Star Trek. I love Star Trek, but it is one of the worst fight scenes in the history of TV because it's such a popular show. But it's just, okay, this, like Mike's saying about directors, what director looked to say, yeah, this is going to work. This is going to work. It was a terrible fight scene. It's like, come on, just leave it out. Just have them argue with each other. But
I'm going to fight you and I'm going to do this and blah, 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 boo.
Carl didn't even get in a good right hook. Like, he just immediately, like, just slaps him on the chest. I'm like, Carl, really? Yeah. After all of this zombie killing? There wasn't even a good zombie killing. I mean, I liked the zombies in the sewer.
Yeah.
But there was nothing, like, even with the way...
Because Maggie couldn't, they were so slimy, they were so slushy that she couldn't get a hold of them. But then you had the scene with, and I think Natasha pointed it out, with Deanna, where she was stabbing him with the broken, in the chest. She kept, bah, bah, bah.
Oh, right.
And then Rick had to come over, well, you're doing it wrong. Boom. Do we still need to see these people that don't know how to survive? And they're whining about surviving. They're going to die. You know, it just open the gate and let them out because they're just taking they have no survival skills and they just want to die.
I think it was Sherry on the Facebook group who was complaining about Deanna as a character. And I have to say that I have not enjoyed her character this season. I enjoyed her as a character last season, and I thought she had, but she's been in this state of comatose,
which is believable though,
believable to a certain point. But it's
it's been a span of 2 or 3 days that you know her husband died. I mean, it's not been a
You know, they had to build that whole wall, so it's been at least 6 weeks.
That's true. It's been that. Okay, so then she needs to get over it. I was thinking it was only 2 or 3 days.
Jack, don't you feel like they're copying like a Deadwood storyline here, where like the woman took over the town, and then like they asked, I forget the guy in Deadwood to take over and become sheriff, like Bullock, I think it was
Bullock. Yeah, Seth Bullock.
It's sort of like the same thing here. Like, here, Rick, take over town. You're in charge now.
Right. You got to be sheriff. But, you know, Rick should be the leader, but Deanna should be she should be strong enough to she help these people survive and had a good plan other than, you know, ignoring everything for so long. But if she's truly out to, if she cared that much about the food, then she should care that much about helping the people. You know, she's taking the food. She's taking the little bit of food they have left back because, well, it's not fair. Then she should be. She should have the hindsight to go, okay, all right, I get it. What's part of the food speech is she's not going to help the people. She needs to be. She's been a leader of these people. They need to get behind and have Rick as the security guy and her as the.
But even when that happened, it was like she was just looking in on them. Like, what's happening here? I'm not going to say anything. I'll just keep moving on. Maggie's pregnant? I'll just keep moving on. Yeah. Like, she was just in the background, and she had no development. I mean, dialogue is great if there's character development. I saw nothing.
If she was a true leader, she would have signed everybody up for Patreon. Because if you sign up for Patreon, if you join Jane Jack for $5 a month, I don't know, what do you get, Matt or Jack?
You get some things, exclusive right to a private Facebook page and some other stuff. But you get to hear us bash The Walking Dead, but you can get that for free. But like I said, I hate podcasts that do this. I wouldn't do it if it got to the point where I was doing this every week. I would stop doing a podcast about it.
Well, there's only a few episodes left.
Did you notice while they're in there, looking for all the food in there? Did you notice that nobody complained about cheese being wrapped up in plastic?
Because I wasn't there. I'd be more concerned about the American cheese being wrapped in plastic than all the walkers outside. Because to me, it's just frustrating.
In all honesty, Jack, you probably wouldn't eat most of that stuff because you'd be like, look, guys, this is like 2 years expired. I don't think it's good anymore.
I've gotten better at that, though. I have got exit because I ate something the other day. It was like 4 days past. I looked at it. I go, all right, I'm hungry. I got to eat. I don't feel like going to the grocery store. This bread is this bagel expired 4 days ago. I'm hungry. I'm going to eat it.
You're like the converted.
I am getting there. It's like, you know, been hounded up by CJ and stuff like that. But there's certain things I still look at and go, oh, no, I'm not eating that. No. But like going back to cheese, my dad would actually just cut the mold. If it had mold on it, I go, what are you doing? He goes, that's still good cheese. Cut it off. I forgot you grew up in the 30s when there was no food. So
I'm cutting out the peel.
Mold on cheese mean like it's got penicillin in it? Isn't that what it means?
Could be. I don't know.
Penicillin from the mold on bread. I thought that came from bread and not cheese.
I thought it was just mold in general.
Yeah, it was
mold has penicillin, okay? So if you've just been like getting sick lately and just eating moldy cheese around your house,
Russ,
I suggest you just go to a doctor.
If it's burning, you got to go to a doctor. Eating moldy cheese is not going to take the pain away.
There's Obamacare for that now. So,
so the mold is our the true Patreons. It's mold.
It is true. We give you mold for being a Patreon. If you want to know what's on, you get for Jay and Jack. You go on jayandjack.com, I think, and it has all the information there.
Yeah, we did talk about Patreon and iTunes reviews at the beginning. Yeah, but, you know, hey,
well, Mike brought it up though.
Yeah,
Mike's still frustrated because Olivia Munn won't ask.
I'm trying to win a podcast award here as a producer.
As producer. Okay.
Good luck. That's never gonna happen.
All right, I'll quit mentioning Patreon for the rest of the way. Sorry, Jay.
Poor Jay. I just want to finish up because, you know, we can kick the tires on this to death. I did want to mention last week I had forgotten the trivia there at the end. I had mentioned it, but I'd forgotten the one thing. Okay, so flashback. Morgan leaves three items in the episode Coda.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
That relate back to this time that he spent with Eastman. One was the rabbit foot. One was the bullet. I couldn't think of the third one. Goo goo clusters.
Oh, and you know, it's funny, as you said that before we recorded.
Yeah, I did, and then I forgot it when we recorded.
And
but
we asked, and we asked Mike to remember what it was, and Mike said, go, "I'm not doing it. Go. Not till I get it. Not till I get a date."
Remember Patreon stuff.
Yeah, not till I get a date with Olivia Munn. I'm not doing it.
Patreon, Olivia Munn. That's all I can remember. I love you, Olivia Munn. Call me.
Hey, you should try a hunger strike. That seems to work.
Yeah, that'll work. I'm sure she'll care about that. How can you do that when there's such great cheese out there? I don't think that'll work. So are we done bashing it? I hate to have a negative podcast. I'm trying to think of something positive in the episode. The scenes for next week look good.
Next week's episode's called Always Accountable. And did we mention Maggie's pregnant? I mean, we mentioned it a little bit, but it was
I don't think that was a secret. I think we all assumed that was.
I thought that was new. I thought that was all new information. I mean, she kind of.
It might have been new.
This episode.
It might have been new, but I think we all knew it.
We all felt in our hearts that she was already pregnant.
She was throwing up, had that morning sickness going on.
All right.
Making that up.
We'll throw it out there for the sports talk right here. Do we see Glenn next week?
No.
Dead or alive?
No.
For one point.
See Glenn. We'll see Glenn in the last episode.
Oh, you know, you mean the mid before the?
No, we'll see Glenn in the last episode. Now.
You mean mid season?
I'm just saying. Next episode.
No, the next time we see Glenn, he'll be underneath the dumpster, and you'll see a little finger moving.
You'll see his, and that's his head getting carried away.
That's a final episode of the fall break. Now they have fall. You ever notice every network has before the fall break?
Fall break, yeah. Empire.
When did we start right. this stuff?
I'm saying penultimate episode of this midseason. So is when we see Glenn.
Okay.
And it's probably like last shot kind of thing, you know.
All right, that's the fancy words here.
Yeah.
Penultimate? Come on. I mean, right. I use that all the time.
Sports talk with three stupid guys.
How many times in a conversation every day, you're talking to like maybe, you know, your daughter. You're like, hey, save me the penultimate taco.
I do say that all the time. But then she goes, no, I'm not saving that for you.
The second to the last.
Yeah.
Just save me the second to the last.
Nope, she just eats it.
Just
Jack's always like, this is my penultimate podcast of the night.
Russ is actually Googling the word so he can understand what we're talking about.
Hamburgers?
Oh, I was gonna say, you know, we're gonna see Glenn in the last episode, and all you're gonna see is one of those packages of Kraft cheese, kind of like, you know, fall out of the, you know, come out from underneath the dumpster.
You know,
and it's going to be like, he's alive.
The problem with us making the cheese jokes, if they don't listen to sports talk, is they're like going, all right, where did we get the cheese? Where did the cheese come from? Just to give you guys heads up, we do a sports talk show too, and it's sports talk with three stupid guys, kind of along the same lines. It's The Just Walking Dead.
More sports book focused.
Yeah. And we probably went 20 minutes on cheese.
No wonder why all the comments are like, man, this podcast is so cheesy.
Well, so if I guess if you think of this episode is just a filler episode of Walking
it wasn't,
Dead.
It wasn't even that. And to if people, if you're listening to us for the first time, we're normally not this negative. We're normally pretty I mean, last week
I think so.
Week, but this week.
Yeah, usually we're much funnier.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
But I think that it just I'm not going to hide it. I didn't like the episode. I thought it was a waste of my time, and I didn't even want a podcast about it.
Yeah,
and that's
finally
that.
You joined the dark side, Jack.
I
you guys have liked the other episodes of the season, you know, yeah. In general, the ones that you guys have appeared on at least
up until the like so even last week I liked it because the acting was so good. I liked the Morgan character. Before that, it was intense. It was like, oh my god, what have they done? Yeah, you know, like you said, you had Rick in. Surrounded by the wolves and the walkers and the RV. How is he? There's no way he gets out of this one. He's going to have to go on top of the roof. Something's going to have to happen. I think Matt said, they just start off right at the beginning when they have Rick running there. It's like, well, wait a minute. What happened to the whole tense You just, it just,
it's like if somebody were to about to sneeze, right? Huh? Yeah. Huh? Huh? And then actually you didn't even hear them sneeze. All you saw was the sneeze guard.
Right.
Yeah. You're like, oh,
that's someone gross.
Someone sneezed here. Yeah. Thanks. Anyway, sorry, bad metaphor. But
so again, we don't normally bash it. Like I said, last week, Mike and Russ were against the episode, didn't like it. Matt and I liked it. But this week, it's a clean sweep.
Yeah.
And I don't think, like Matt said, if you read Twitter that night or read anything, most people were against this. They thought it was a bad episode. And it happens. There's sometimes a show that has that many episodes, and it's been on for, what, 6 years now?
Six seasons.
Yeah. And they've had a lot of episodes. Most shows have a clinker, and this one was dead. And Walking Dead's had a few.
I would say that every season of The Walking Dead –
yeah,
has a couple clankers, and it's because they try to stretch this stuff out. They try to stretch all of that budget stuff out, and it's just too thin, and you just can't put a bunch of filler out there and expect people to gobble it up. So
no, it just the whole, like I said, the Maggie and I'm gonna call him Ross again, but Maggie and Aaron.
They're on a break. They're on a break.
She was the copy girl zombie. I don't know. I just don't get the point. That whole thing. I don't get the point. Unless they're going to go later on. They're going to use that tunnel later on to say, well, where did that tunnel come from? Well, remember that episode everybody hated? Now it's it's key to the whole show. It's key to us getting out of Alexandria.
The whole point was to show how special effects on zombies they could do.
How cool water zombies are. Okay, last note of worth, and you, I guess, drove us there with the sewer talk, but on The Talking Dead, which I didn't watch, but I read through the trivia notes or what have you, but those two walkers that were in that tunnel apparently were the ones that were exiled, two of the people that were exiled from Alexandria. Okay. Trying to make their way back in, and they got stuck or killed or something, and then they were trapped down there. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
And they were angry. No, they were just upset. And what was Aaron? What was he laying there forever for?
They were dying to get in.
Yeah, he's just laying there with that little cut on his head, and like he needs stitches. I got to go with you. We got to go on.
He's about to ready to wipe an open head wound with sewer water on his sleeve. You watch it. I was like, dude, what are you doing? Like,
well, wouldn't a better scene have been if there wasn't a bunch of walkers out there and they made it out and went looking for Glenn?
I was all for that. I was like, show me that. I want to see Aaron and Maggie on the run.
This whole episode was, okay, why did you do this? I've seen people say that the reason they had that scene was to show that Glenn was dead. Here's an idea. Just show us that Glenn is dead. just confirm that he's dead. We don't need to have this scene where, is he dead? Is he not dead? Maggie's kind of
alive, though. You can't show him he's dead if he's alive, though.
Right, but that's what people think, that he's dead because
of Maggie's. I don't think he's dead. I don't see how people can say by seeing that he's dead. I think that just makes it more evident that he's alive.
That was their way of – people think – I read a blog on it. It was a writer or something like that. He said that was their – he goes, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen tonight. He said that was showing us that Glenn is dead. I go,
okay, no, why wasn't he on The Walking Dead?
That was showing me that this scene was a waste of time.
Yeah, I think he's alive. There's no way people can interpret that he's dead from that. You know, I mean –
yeah,
if you notice, all the big name characters that they've killed off have always had some kind of very profound kind of death. And all of a sudden now they're going to deal with Glenn like it's nothing. I don't buy it.
Dale got a better exit than Glenn, right?
On the Merryman show?
No. Dale is a walker.
No, but the I mean, even so, and Mike, you brought this up, you know, he hasn't been on The Talking Dead. And I think there's a lot of fans that see right through all of this stuff, because now you have a show after the show which confirms or denies the existence of the actual plot in the show. So you almost have to psych out the psychs. You know, you almost have to go through the motions, fake us out then.
They had Zachary Levi on there, and before they obviously see who's on The Talking Dead, and it was like 10 minutes left in the episode, and they asked Zachary, what do you think is going to happen? He goes, we're going to find out. Glenn is dead. Glenn is dead. No. And then he went, no. Shh. You stop that, Zachary Levi. No. And so I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe they're going to, the last 10 minutes, maybe he's saying that because we're going to find out something. I know it's a live thing, but maybe we're going to find out something. Oh, we didn't find out anything. I go, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Next week, I promise to be nothing but positive about the episode.
Well, we haven't seen it yet, so we can't make any promises. You know.
Oh, no. I can fake it. I will promise. We lost Russ. I promise that this will be the – I will love this episode.
Well, before Russ tries to find his way back in – oh, no, he joined us again.
Oh, we're so close.
I was going to say that we're pretty much at that end because we can only kick the tires so much on this vehicle.
Yeah, I hate bashing it. So.
Yeah, so
– I do feel like I let you guys down because the guest on the Talking Dead from 2 weeks ago was three grades below me at high school, Josh Gad.
Really?
No.
He's no colonel or some from the high school you went to with Jack.
Oh, Major Garrett.
Major Garrett.
Yeah.
Colonel Sanders, Major Garrett.
Colonel was his mom. General was his dad. That was the joke we used to say. Corporal was his sister. His little brother was sergeant. His dog was private. I mean, I'm sure he didn't find him funny, but we enjoyed it. So, but why didn't you? Did you call him up? Is he good friends with you?
He didn't tell me any like spoilers for the show, so he let me down.
So okay, well, the heck with him.
Well, follow him on Twitter. You know, maybe you should start a campaign to get him to date you.
And also follow Logan Munn.
All right. So if you want to try to get Mike a date with Olivia Munn, you can try to follow him on Twitter somewhere. It's not Miami Mike. That would be too easy.
Yeah.
It's at Davey something.
And if you and if you have any leftover cheese at your house and you just want to send it, it's okay. We can cut off the green stuff and still eat it.
I'm not eating it.
You can send it to The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys, care of Russ. Yes.
At this point, we also like to thank a couple special patrons that help us out.
Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn, yes. He's number one. Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Rickner Gladfelter, thanks for helping us out. And again, if you want to help us out, you can go to Patreon.com/JayandJack and do what you can. We appreciate it. And
donate some money or leave us a review on iTunes. We appreciate it.
You forgot to mention our other biggest supporter, which is John Clayton.
John Clayton.
He does not support us. We're at war with Clayton. That's a different podcast, though.
Enemy of the show.
You know, I'm telling you right now, if we were inside Alexandria and John Clayton was banging on the – I'd just let him sit there. The zombies can have you, John Clayton. The zombies can have you. Again, I'm not promoting violence against John Clayton. That's just a joke. It's just a little game we're playing.
A deadly game.
A deadly game of
– Of Twitter wars.
Twitter wars.
Yeah. Anyway – thanks for joining us tonight. We'll be back next week, next Tuesday. We try to podcast and sometimes it ends up being early Wednesday morning, but that's what it is. So
1 o'clock already.
Yeah. Any last thoughts, guys? Or I mean comments? I don't know. How do we close out this show?
I'm done being angry.
Okay.
All right. I love you, Olivia Mine. I'll see you next Tuesday.
So you're saying you can't record or she's gonna be on the show?
Oh no, she'll be here with me in my house.
Okay. So you got a
blue. You're scaring me, Mike. So
you have a blow up Olivia Munn doll, and it's going to be there. A
scary cardboard cutout.
We won't ask Mozzarella Mike to stand up then.
All right.
On that note,
great show, kid. It's one in a million.
Bye.
See you next week, Olivia, man.
God. No goodbye, Russ. No nothing. You're just gonna stop.
Yeah, no, I said bye.
Oh, did you? I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, I said bye.
All right, guys. Let's stop this thing. I thought that was, but again, that I don't think that was a secret. I think we all assumed that was.
I thought that was new. I thought that was all new information. I mean, she kind of.
Yeah, I wasn't new.
I was. Well, it might have been new.
This episode.
It might have been new, but I think we all knew it.
We all felt in our hearts that she was already pregnant.
She was throwing up, had that morning sickness going on.
All right.
Making that up.
We'll throw it out there for the sports talk right here. Do we see Glenn next week?
No.
Dead or alive?
No.
Is he in the episode?
No. No.
No. No.
For one point.
See Glenn. We'll see Glenn in the last episode.
Oh, you know, you mean before the
we'll see Glenn in the last episode.
Now. You mean mid season?
I'm just saying next episode.
No. The next time we see Glenn, he'll be underneath the dumpster, and you'll see a little finger moving.
You'll see.
And that's the final episode of the fall break. Now they have fall. You ever notice every network has before the fall break.
Break. Yeah.
Empire. When did we start this stuff?
I'm saying penultimate episode of this mid season. So is when we see Glenn.
Okay.
And it's probably like last shot kind of thing, you know.
All right. That's the fancy words here.
Yeah.
Penultimate? Come on. I mean, right. I use that all the time.
Sports talk with three stupid guys.
I how many times in a conversation every day, you're talking to like maybe, you know, your daughter. You're like, "Hey, save me the penultimate taco."
I do say that all the time, but then she goes, "No, I'm not saving that for you.
The second to the last."
Yeah.
Just save me the second to the last.
Nope, she just eats it.
Just
Jack's always like, "This is my penultimate podcast of the night."
Russ is actually Googling the word so he can understand what we're talking about.
Hamburgers?
No, I was gonna say, you know, we're gonna see Glenn in the last episode, and all you're gonna see is one of those packages of Kraft cheese, kind of like, you know, fall out of the. You know, come out from underneath the dumpster,
you know,
and it's going to be like,
with this,
he's alive.
The problem with us making the cheese jokes, if they don't listen to sports talk, is they're like going, "All right, where did we get the cheese? Where did the cheese come from?" Well, just to give you guys heads up, we do a sports talk show too, and it's sports talk with three stupid guys, kind of along the same lines. It's The Walking Dead.
More sports book focused.
Yeah. And we probably went 20 minutes on cheese.
No, no wonder why all the comments are like, "Man, this podcast is so cheesy."
Well, so if I guess if you think of this episode as just a filler episode of Walking
it wasn't,
Dead,
it wasn't even that. It wasn't even that. And to if people, if you're listening to us for the first time, we're normally not this negative. We're normally pretty. I mean, last week
I think so.
Week. But this week,
usually we're much funnier.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
But I think that it just I'm not going to hide it. I didn't like the episode. I thought it was a waste of my time, and I didn't even want a podcast about it.
Yeah,
and that's
finally
that.
You joined the dark side, Jack.
You guys have liked the other episodes of the season, you know, in general, the ones that you guys have appeared on at least
up until the like I said, even last week I liked it because the acting was so good. I liked the Morgan character. Before that, it was intense. It was like, "Oh my God, what have they done?" Like you said, you had Rick surrounded by the wolves and the walkers in the RV. How is he? There's no way he gets out of this one. He's gonna have to go on top of the roof. Something's gonna have to happen. I think Matt said, they just start off by the beginning when they have Rick running there. It's like, well, wait a minute, what happened to the whole tense?
It's like if somebody were to about to sneeze, right? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Huh? And then actually you didn't even hear them sneeze. All you saw was the sneeze guard.
Right.
Yeah. You're like, oh,
that's someone gross.
Someone sneezed here. Yeah. Thanks. Anyway, sorry, bad metaphor. But
so, again, we don't normally bash it. Like I said, last week, Mike and Russ were against the episode, didn't like it. Matt and I liked it. But this week, it's a clean sweep. Clean sweep.
Yeah.
And I don't think, like Matt said, if you read Twitter that night or read anything, most people were against this. They thought it was a bad episode. And it happens. There's sometimes a show that has that many episodes, and it's been on for, what, 6 years now?
Six seasons.
Yeah. And they've had a lot of episodes. Most shows have a clinker, and this one was Walking Dead.
I would say that every season of The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
has a couple clankers, and it's because they try to stretch this stuff out. They try to stretch all of that budget stuff out, and it's just too thin, and you just can't put a bunch of filler out there and expect people to gobble it up. So
no, it's just the whole, like I said, the Maggie and I'm gonna call him Ross again, but Maggie and Aaron. Aaron,
they're on a break.
She was the copy girl zombie. I don't know. I just don't get that whole thing. I don't get the point unless they're going to go later on. They're going to use that tunnel later on to say, well, where did that tunnel come from? Well, remember that episode everybody hated? Now it's key to the whole show. It's key to us getting out of Alexandria.
The whole point was to show how special effects on zombies they could do.
How cool water zombies are. Okay, last note of worth, and you, I guess, drove us there with the sewer talk, but on The Talking Dead, which I didn't watch, but I read through the trivia notes or what have you, but those two walkers that were in that tunnel apparently were the ones that were exiled, two of the people that were exiled from Alexandria. Okay. Trying to make their way back in, and they got stuck or killed or something, and then they were trapped down there. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
And they were angry. No, they were just upset. And what was Aaron? What was he laying there forever for?
They were dying to get in.
Yeah, he's just laying there with that little cut on his head, and like, he needs stitches. I got to go with you. We got to go on.
He's about to ready to wipe an open head wound with sewer water on his sleeve. You watch it. I was like, dude, what are you doing? Like,
but wouldn't a better scene have been if there wasn't a bunch of walkers out there and they made it out and went looking for Glenn?
I was all for that. I was like, show me that. I want to see Aaron and Maggie on the run.
This whole episode was, okay, why did you do this? I've seen people say that the reason they had that scene was to show that Glenn was dead. Here's an idea. Just show us that Glenn is dead. just confirm that he's dead. We don't need to have this scene where, is he dead? Is he not dead? Maggie's kind of...
But he's alive, though. You can't show him he's dead if he's alive, though.
Right, but that's what people think, that he's dead because...
I don't think he's dead. I don't see how people can say by seeing that he's dead. I think that just makes it more evident that he's alive.
That was their way of – people think – I read a blog on it. It was a writer or something like that. He said that was their – he goes, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen tonight. He said was showing us that Glenn is dead. I go,
okay, no, why was he on The Walking Dead?
That was showing me that this scene was a waste of time.
Yeah, I think he's alive. There's no way people can interpret – that he's dead from that, you know. I mean,
yeah.
If you notice, all the big name characters that they've killed off have always had some kind of very profound kind of death, and all of a sudden now they're going to deal with Glenn like it's nothing. Like I don't buy it.
Dale got a better exit than Glenn, right?
On the Merryman show.
No. Dale is a walker.
No, but the I mean, even so, and Mike, you brought this up, you know, he hasn't been on The Talking Dead, and I think there's a lot of fans that see right through all of this stuff, because now you have a show after the show which confirms or denies the existence of the actual plot in the show. So you almost have to psych out the psychs. You know, you almost have to go through the motions, fake us out then.
They had Zachary Levi on there, and before they obviously see who's on The Talking Dead, and it was like 10 minutes left in the episode, and they asked Zachary, what do you think is going to happen? He goes, we're going to find out. Glenn is dead. No. And then he went, no. Shh. You stop that, Zachary Levi. No. And so I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe they're going to, the last 10 minutes, maybe he's saying that because we're going to find out something. I know it's a live thing, but maybe we're going to find out something. Oh, we didn't find out anything. I go, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Next week, I promise to be nothing but positive about the episode.
Well, we haven't seen it yet, so we can't make any promises. You know.
Oh, no. I can fake it. I will promise. We lost Russ. I promise that this will be the – I will love this episode.
Well, before Russ tries to find his way back in – oh, no, he joined us again.
Oh, we're so close.
I was going to say that we're pretty much at that end because we can only kick the tires so much on this vehicle.
Yeah, I hate bashing it. So.
Yeah, so
– I do feel like I let you guys down because the guest on the Talking Dead from 2 weeks ago was three grades below me at high school, Josh Gad.
Really?
No.
He's no colonel or some from the high school you went to with Jack.
Oh, Major Garrett.
Major Garrett.
Yeah.
Colonel Sanders, Major Garrett.
Colonel was his mom. General was his dad. That was the joke we used to say. Corporal was his sister. His little brother was sergeant. His dog was private. I mean, I'm sure he didn't find him funny, but we enjoyed it. So, but why didn't you? Did you call him up? Is he good friends with you?
He didn't tell me like spoilers for the show, so he let me down.
So okay, well, the heck with him.
Well, follow him on Twitter. You know, maybe you should start a campaign to get him to date you.
And also follow Logan Munn.
All right. So if you want to try to get Mike a date with Olivia Munn, you can try to follow him on Twitter somewhere. It's not Miami Mike. That would be too easy.
Yeah.
It's at Davey something.
And if you... you know, and if you have any leftover cheese at your house and you just want to send it, it's okay. We can cut off the green stuff and still eat it.
I'm not eating it. You can
send it to The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys, care of Russ. Yes.
At this point, we also like to thank a couple special patrons that help us out.
Olivia Munn,
yes. He's number one. Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Rickner Gladfelter, thanks for helping us out. And again, if you want to help us out, you can go to Patreon/JayandJack and do what you can. We appreciate it. And
donate some money or leave us a review on iTunes. We appreciate it.
You forgot to mention our other biggest supporter, which is John Clayton.
John Clayton.
But he does not support us. We're at war with Clayton. That's a different podcast, though.
Enemy of the show.
You know, I'm telling you right now, if we were inside Alexandria and John Clayton was banging on the – I'd just let him sit there. The zombies can have you, John Clayton. The zombies can have you. Again, I'm not promoting violence against John Clayton. That's just a joke. It's just a little game we're playing.
A deadly game.
A deadly game of
– Of Twitter wars.
Twitter wars.
Yeah. Anyway – thanks for joining us tonight. We'll be back next week, next Tuesday. We try to podcast, and sometimes it ends up being early Wednesday morning, but that's what it is. So
1 o'clock already.
Yeah. Any last thoughts, guys? Or I mean comments? I don't know. How do we close out the show?
I'm done being angry.
Okay.
All right. I love you, Olivia Munn. I'll see you next Tuesday.
So you're saying you can't record, or she's going to be on the show?
Oh, no, she'll be here with me in my house.
Okay. So you got a
blue. You're scaring me, Mike.
You have a blow up Olivia Munn doll, and it's going to be there.
Scary cardboard cutout.
We won't ask Mozzarella Mike to stand up then.
All right.
On that note,
great show, kid. It's one in a million.
Bye.
See you next week, Olivia Munn.
God. No goodbye, Russ? No, nothing? You're just going to stay?
Yeah, no, I said bye.
Oh, did you? I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, I said bye.
All right, guys. Let's stop this thing.